Now, the American presidential race is proving to be a tough battle between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And, of course, you can't rule out the old man, Bernie Sanders, who's still in the race, still in it. I'm not too sure to win it, or if at all, he will. But if one looks at the two front runners, Republicans represented by Donald Trump or the Democrats represented by Hillary Clinton, what would the outcome of this contest mean for the climate change and environmental movements if either one of them won?
No, I don't know about you, Ernest, but I've been loving this campaign. It's been like a bit of a reality show,
certainly,
to be frank.
Yeah.
It's been very entertaining. So Donald Trump literally bullying his way into being the Republican candidate, and Hillary and Bernie still fighting it out for the Democratic nomination. I think the jury's still out there. What would the outcome mean for the environment? Well, let's start out with Donald Trump, the Donald, as he's affectionately referred to. Mm. He's made it quite clear that global warming is a hoax invented by the Chinese to weaken United States manufacturing. Can you believe that one? Mm-hmm. His Make America Great Again energy plan includes moving United States back to a coal-powered economy. He wants more jobs in the coal mines. As he said, I love you coal miners. He loves everybody, except on his Twitter account. And wants to drill, frack, and mine for as much oil, gas, and coal as possible to make United States as independent as possible from the rest of the world geopolitically. If he becomes president, he'll renegotiate the climate deal that was reached in Paris and COP21 last year, as no one is going to tell the United States how they should be generating energy or anything else for that matter. His refusal to acknowledge climate change and our contribution to it is evident from his last visit to California, which is having the worst drought ever. In 2015 was the driest year. Trump basically reported back after that saying that there is no need to panic. There is no drought in California. Then if he becomes president, he'll fix it. Hmm. So Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both accept that climate change is being caused by us. They're not deniers like Trump. Hillary is not as radical as Bernie. She's still very much in favor of fracking for natural gas, which reconciles with a very pro-business stance and everything. Sanders, on the other hand, says United States targets at the Paris Agreement should have been much more aggressive. He's saying they should be reducing 40% by 2030 and up to 80% reduction by 2050. And both Sanders and Clinton are very much against the Keystone XL pipeline. We've spoken about that. That's that long pipeline that has the potential to create a big mess between Canada and Houston from the oil sands there. And Trump is obviously very much in favor, and he would start building that immediately, probably together with the wall between Mexico and the United States. So basically, Ernest, if Trump comes in, the United States goes back 30 years at least, and that will have ramifications on the rest of the world. If Hillary or Bernie comes in, the successes that President Obama has achieved will hopefully continue.
Mm. So our best bet is with Hillary Clinton, of course, as she has mentioned, even in her campaign, that she intends to continue the Obama legacy. And that includes climate change, of course. Thank you, Kevin.
Absolutely.
James. We'll leave you there for now. We'll chat again next Wednesday, same time.
Take care, Ernest.
All right, fantastic. That's our regular guest from GCX Africa, Kevin James, talking climate change and sustainability.